Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for October 5th, 2021. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. It really helps us reach more people and I just flat out appreciate it. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So in this significant departure from previous years, Google has rolled out Android 12 to the Android Open Source Project, but didn't launch on any devices, including their own Pixel phones. Traditionally, the Android Open Source Project launch of the next version of Android coincides with day one availability for Google phones. That's not the case this year, with Google only revealing that Pixel phones can expect an update in the next few weeks. This comes as the Android 12 Beta 5 release candidate was rolled out on September 8th as the final preview, with Google telling developers to continue using Beta 5 images for their own testing. Google has said that over 225,000 people tested Android 12 over the course of the developer previews and subsequent public betas. While Android 12 is now available in AOSP from yesterday, aka today, Google did not release it to Pixel phones in an unprecedented departure. Instead, the company is still working on Pixel's Android 12 update and teased that it would be a special release. In announcing the Android Open Source Project availability, the Android team said it's coming to a device near you, starting with Pixel in the next few weeks. In a statement, the company told us here at 9to5 Google that it's putting the finishing touches on a special release with Pixel exclusive and Pixel first experiences on Android 12. Putting the finishing touches is Google's explanation for why the Android 12 update is not available on day one for Pixel phones. Pixel exclusive and Pixel first experiences could allude to a bigger Pixel feature drop with Android 12. If Google followed the usual 3-month interval, the update would have come in September, like it did last year, and we're now 2 months late, so that puts Google very close to the next proposed December drop. Material U could be what we're waiting for though at this point. Google at I/O 2021 in May said its new design language was going to debut first on Pixel this fall. While many first-party apps today, including the Workspace suite, have been updated, some key ones are missing, and that includes the Play Store, YouTube, and YouTube Music. There could also be some other app-related functionality released alongside this update that will first be available on Pixel phones before getting a wider launch. Last year's example was using Google Maps Live View for location sharing. Meanwhile, another elephant in the room is the Pixel 6. Google might want to wait and detail the key software features of its flagship phone in a grand announcement rather than through OTA updates across all the devices and a blog post. But that said, unfortunately, there's no Android 12 for anyone just yet. We'll just have to make do with the beta phase for a little bit longer. Photo and video samples taken with a Pixel 6 Pro prototype offer us our first look at the camera upgrades coming with Google's upcoming smartphone. Google has taken a different tactic this year with the marketing of the Pixel 6 series, putting it on phones, billboards, magazines, TV ads, and even storefront windows. And we know a decent amount about the phone's internals, with Google outlining their in-house Tensor chip and some other key specs. Despite that, there's a lot we had to learn through less official avenues. For example, while Google themselves shared news of the Pixel 6 Pro's telephoto sensor, we learned about the Pixel 6 series upgrade to a 50 megapixel camera sensor by way of an APK teardown. This change is poised to give the Pixel 6 the biggest camera upgrade the series has had outside of a yearly software enhancement here and there. That said, up to this point, we've not had any reference for the Pixel 6's camera quality though. Last month, YouTuber This Is Tech Today shared a hands-on video of the Pixel 6 Pro from a source who seemed to have their hands on a prototype model of Google's upcoming flagship. Through that same source in Nigeria, M. Brandon Lee of This Is Tech Today was able to share a collection of photo and video samples taken with the Pixel 6 Pro camera. It's important to remember that the camera samples have been taken on a pre-released Pixel 6 Pro though. And even if all the hardware is identical to the final device, the Pixel series camera prowess over the years has come from Google's use of machine learning and software techniques to enhance the final photo. It's likely this prototype does not have the most up-to-date software and probably won't be getting updated to those, being a prototype after all, meaning that some of these camera samples are not really a definitive indication of what the camera is capable of. Another factor in play is that through this video, we only get to see the shots via YouTube, meaning the images and video have been reprocessed and opposed to being directly from the camera may have detrimental quality as a result. Bearing those caveats in mind though, the images do give us a reasonable look at the Pixel 6 Pro's photo and video capabilities in the hands of an average person, which in some ways is more interesting than test shots from a professional photographer. In a brief view of the metadata, most of these phones are taken at 12.5 megapixel resolution, meaning the phone is performing 4 times pixel binning of shots from its 50 megapixel main sensor. In the video, there are also a few brief recordings from the Pixel 6 Pro's camera, but unfortunately they were all recorded at 1080p in portrait orientation, which makes it a bit harder to judge the true quality. We're also given a closer look at the curved display of the Pixel 6 Pro, giving a better idea of the slope of the glass and how far the display stretches into the curve. Reportedly, the curve will be more akin to the curve seen on the S21 Ultra from Samsung, and overall, it does give a minor indication of what we might expect from that camera update. But all that said and done, this is a prototype after all, and we will leave a link in the show notes if you want to check that video out for yourself. And finally, while we're disappointingly not getting Android 12 in a stable form just yet, those running Android 11 with a Pixel 3 all the way up to the most recent Pixel 5a with 5G who are not running the beta phase can take advantage of a prompt October 2021 security patch. Let's just hope that the next patch includes the latest OS upgrade. But if you do have a device running Android 11 and you're eligible, you should see an OTA update to get updated right now. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild or down in the show notes below. Drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is usually available every Wednesday.